Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on who's listening to this particular audio boom. It's Jerry, and I'm going to be giving you guys an update on May. I just got off the phone with her, so for those of you who are asking me via Twitter and possible maybe Facebook, whatever the case might be, here's your update. May, for those of you who may not know, because you wouldn't have, you would have seen her sign in to the hospital at 7 something, almost 8 o'clock. Probably about 3:50, 4 o'clock, she went to the hospital because contractions got really, 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 really bad, to the point where she was almost in tears. And she was almost doubled over. Walking was real hard for her to do as well. We ended up using my medical system. I have medical monitoring, medical alert, whatever you want to call it. At any rate, that's what we used to call the squad. And she went to Lima. That was where her doctor wanted her to go, well, her nurse. She's been there since then. She's had 2 shots of Brethin. For those of you who may or may not know what that is, this is not the first time this has happened. It also happened July 8th or 9th, somewhere in there. Sorry about the cicadas, folks. But at any rate, give me just a moment here. At any rate, I just got another update. They're definitely keeping her overnight for observation. Her blood pressure is kind of all over the place right now. Her lowest is 124 over something. She doesn't remember what the something was. Her highest was 162 over 116. Jaden is doing fine. They've got her on a baby monitor to hear his heartbeat and everything. It's doing the printout thing. And for what they are hearing and what the printout's showing, baby's doing fine. But at any rate, they've said it's a high chance that they could do the C-section tomorrow. They have cut her off of fluids and anything edible, just in case they do take him tomorrow. Now, those were the words from the people there, not just her, that it's a high possibility. Now, things obviously could calm down. She could come back home tomorrow. But as it stands right now, it's a high possibility. Early C-section tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see. This is the latest update I have. I literally just got off the phone with her. She's going to try and relax. They gave her a pain med, and I don't remember what it's called, but her body did not like it. And when I say didn't like it, I mean it was making her feel like she wanted to get sick. So that's the update as it stands. If you want updates, if the internet permits, I will send them. I'm still here at the house. I was supposed to be working, but internet is up and down like a yo-yo. Hence why I'm using LTE to do this. At any rate, if you're not following me on Twitter, your best way for getting updates, follow me on Twitter, JichaMan1974. That's JichaMan1974. That would be the best way for you to get updates. I cannot tweet under her name, and I wouldn't even if I could, just because that's not, you know, I'd have to use a Mac to do that, and I'm not that good on a Mac. So keep her in your thoughts, you guys, and keep maybe Jay in your thoughts, just because, you know, I mean, this is, like I said, he's doing fine, but they may do an early C-section tomorrow. His technical eviction date For those of you who don't get the joke, haha, the C-section was originally scheduled for the 29th of this month. So he's about almost a week and a half early planned. Her actual due date, for those who keep track of stuff like that, is September 4th. But that's why the C-section was scheduled for August 29th. That's the info as I have it. Like I said, follow me on Twitter, because I'm probably not going to do any more audio booms on this. I just want to get this one out the door so that people who are DMing me have all the facts. They'll probably help spread the info as well. Take care, stay safe, and wishes all luck, you guys.